Back here at Canada McMillan, AAA WPI AR Wrestling action. A little bit of round of 16 action still going on. Moving into quarterfinals two. And Matt won, 107 pounds, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. 11-0 lead on Cade Stern of West Allegheny. And Barrett with a cradle going to put Stern onto his back. Stern trying to roll through, but second period about to end there. Barrett's got two coming. Looks like he'll lead 13-0 after two. Round of 16, Matt 2, 285. Stromach of Peters Township, Gallus of Connellsville. Scoreless after one, Stromach on the bottom.
Matt number three, Landon Sidden of Norwin, up 8-1 on Zach Franks, at 10-1 on Zach Franks of Connellsville. A minute and a half to go in the second period, riding with that lead. Scoreless at the end of one are Caden Harbor to West Allegheny and Hero Montoya of Mount Lebanon. And it is Harbor who's going to get the escape to begin the second.
Looks like we had a fall on Matt 2 for Gallus of Connellsville. Took Stromach over to his back in 2 minutes and 27 seconds. That's at 285, 227, time of the fall. For Tyler Gallus of Connellsville.
Those matches will be ran right along with the
So all lightweights out there now. So we're in the quarterfinals and first round of consolations. Got blood time running on Matt 1 for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He's up 13-0 with a minute 29 to go in the third period. Quarterfinal at 107 on mat 2. Nico Capusta of Hemfield, Anthony Jones of Shaler. Just 15 seconds in there, no score.
Sidden of Norwin up 12-2. Three near falls will make it 15-2. Harbert of West Allegheny leading Montoya of Mount Lebanon 1-0. 40 seconds to go, second period. Both those matches at 114 pounds. Shot in from Montoya. Single leg shot. Wizard applied there from Harbert. Montoya picks up the leg. Still just has it in the armpit right now. Trying to raise the leg up and trip Harbor down to the mat. And time's going to run out. 1-0 at the end of two for Harbor.
Had a result. Just quickly at 107 in the quarters. It was a technical fall for Barrett of Penn Trafford. 15-0 at 4:45. Over Stern of West Allegheny. That's Barrett of Penn Trafford, 15-0 at 4:45.
And Sidden of Norwin is going to get a technical fall, 17-2 at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Sidden of Norwin by tech fall, 17-2 at 2:20.
So up next, quickly check out mats 1 and 2. Again, we'll concentrate on the quarterfinals here for you. Matt 1, 114 pounds, Leo Joseph of Latrobe with the early takedown on Landon Funk of Fox Chapel. Matt 2, Nico Capusta now a 4-1 lead on Anthony Jones of Shaler. First period about to end there.
Luke Willishow of Latrobe, pancake on Isaac Myers of Peters Township. Willishow had his first fall in 17 seconds. Won't get it here, but he's up 5-0. Now cradle locked in for Willishow. Rolls across his own back and getting back points here on Myers.
Looks like a fall on Matt 1 with a cradle for Leo Joseph of Latrobe right at the 1 minute mark at 114 pounds. Joseph of Latrobe at 1 minute.
And there's the fall for Willishow in 42 seconds. Willishow by fall in 42 seconds.
Five, six, and seven.
Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan coming up at 121 pounds against Dom Canale of Trinity on mat one.
Had a takedown for Harbert, now an escape for Montoya. 3-1, Harbert out in front.
Nico Capusta looking for a fall on mat two against Jones of Shaler. Minute 13 to go in the second period. Capusta trying to get to the side and perpendicular. And a short bar on the left side. Jones for now fighting that off. Underway with Canale and Hartman on mat one.
Harbert of West Allegheny is going to defeat Montoya of Mount Lebanon 3-1. Harbert 3-1.
Canale draped over the back of Cannon McMillan's Collier Hartman. 35 seconds in, they're still neutral. Canale had his hands locked, but Hartman going to break that and roll over on top of Canale. Hartman going to get the takedown, 45 seconds in. Capusta of Hempfield up 9-2, 15 seconds to go, second period out of bounds with Jones of Shaler. Make that 11-2 now after the takedown for Capusta, and they are not yet out of bounds. Jones actually turns in and gets one. So 11-3 there now at the end of two.
Going to get a cradle locked in for Tyler Capusta. And he's going to get the fall on Gus Dederford. Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional by fall at 101.
Looks like a leg for Hartman and a half, although the half doesn't appear to be in the real deep. He's more around the head of Canale. 20 seconds to go in the first period. Hartman leads 2-0. Canale just a little beyond 90 degrees. Now 13-3 for Nico Capusta with under a minute and a half to go in the third period. There's the end of the first, and Hartman does get three near fall points, so he leads Canale 5-0 at the end of one.
Takedown for Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. He leads Andrew Price of Central Catholic 2-0. 5-0 lead for Connor Smith of Seneca Valley on Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic.
Dom Canale starts the second period on the bottom against Hartman. Canale got to his feet. Hartman brought him back to the mat. Hartman trying to get a leg in.
Back points coming for Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. Up 2-0 right now, 2-on-1 tilt. Get two back points, go up 4-0.
Legs in for Hartman, has Canale broken down. Hartman still riding and leading, 5-0. About to get a final on mat two. 15-5 with just 3 seconds remaining. That's Nico Capusta at 107 pounds. Stalemate halfway through the second period for Canale and Hartman. We'll get the final here for Nico Capusta at 107. He's going to defeat Anthony Jones of Shaler. And it's going to be a 15-6 win for Capusta of Hempfield at 107.
Smith of Seneca Valley leading Colantonio of Central Catholic 7-0. And going to get a couple of back points to go up 9-0.
Collier Hartman again trying to get a leg in on Canale. Has Canale broken flat to his stomach. They're in the second period with 37 seconds to go. Canale not able to get out with that leg in for Hartman on top. Got another Big Mac wrestler on mat two. That's Andrew Binney with a quick takedown on A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny, then give an escape. So quickly 2-1 for Benny, right in on the ankles. He'll get another takedown there before they go out of bounds. And Collier Hartman going to ride the entire second period against Trinity's Dom Canale, and Hartman going to have a 5-0 lead after two.
Got blood time going in the Kernan-Price match. Kernan leading there 6-2. 9-0 lead for Smith of Seneca Valley. A minute to go in the second.
Canale and Hartman start their third neutral. Still 5-0 for Hartman of Canna McMillan. For 2, Benny leading and neutral with a minute 15 to go in his first period. Goes right in and gets a takedown off the restart to make it 6-2, then give an escape to make it 6-3. And those two out of bounds, a minute 6 to go.
Takedown for Kern in a Bethel Park. He's up 8-2. Escape will make it 8-3. Smith of Seneca Valley still riding and leading 9-0. Get a couple of back points here off a tilt for Smith. He'll get three of them as the period ends. He's up 12-0 after two.
Canale and Hartman still neutral. Canale in on the leg, but Hartman kind of blocked out right now. Hartman with his body up, had his body up on top. Now Hartman trying to reach up over top. Canale still hanging onto a leg. Benny out of bounds with snatch go. Benny up 12-6, 25 seconds to go in the first. And we had a stalemate for Hartman and Canale. Only 37 seconds to go. Hartman up 5-0. They are on their feet. Now 14-6 for Benny late in the first period. Just 10 seconds to go.
Smith of Seneca Valley up 14-0 now. 1:20 to go in the third. 12-4 lead for Kernan of Bethel Park. A minute and a half to go in the second.
Andrew Benny up 14-6 after one against Snatchgo of North Allegheny. Canale tying up Hartman, trying to trip him to the mat, but Hartman, it's kind of a desperation move there by Canale. Hartman comes down on top and haven't put the points up on the board, but he should have gotten the takedown there. Should be 7-0 for Collier Hartman. And time runs out. Still showing 5-0 on the board. And that may go into books as 5-0, but I'm telling you, it was 7-0 for Hartman of Canna McMillan.
And we also get Smith of Seneca Valley a winner by technical fall. 17-0 at 5:09. Smith over Colantonio, 17-0 at 5:09.
So complete with quarterfinals at 114 and 121. Andrew Binney now up 18-8 against Snatchgo of West Allegheny. Jake Braun of Latrobe, Seth Miller of Bethel Park getting ready to go at 127 on mat one.
Owen Kladowski of Baldwin, Ryland Campbell of Plum just getting underway, also at 127. And Kernan of Bethel Park leading 17-6 on Price of Central Catholic and blood stoppage here.
Benny going in, getting another takedown. He's up 22-9, giving escape. So 22-10 with a minute to go in the second. Now 24-11 as Benny just continues to really unstoppable on his feet. Down on both ankles, going to get a takedown. That should give him the technical fall. 26-11 at 3:20 for Andrew Benny. Again, 26-11 at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. He is into the semifinals, and we will have more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter. Your life delivered daily.
Back here at Kenny McMillan, quarterfinals now of the AAA WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships. 133 pounds, Matt 1, Kai Vioma of Connellsville, William Bentram of North Allegheny, scoreless. Just about 50 seconds in, Matt 2, 127 pounds, Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg, leading Casey Walker of North Allegheny 4-1. And they have just come to the end of the first period.
At a result while we were away, 133, Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. Winner by technical fall, 24-7 at 3:52. Kernan, 24-7 at 3:52. Case Chop of Butler leads Carson Yoka. Plum, 2-0 at the end of one. Chop on the bottom for the second. And Owen Kladowski of Baldwin leading Ryland Campbell of Plum, 2-1. 45 seconds ago in the second with Campbell on the bottom.
Quarterfinal results at 107. Rice of Connellsville, Tech fall over Thomas of Moon, 17-2 the score, 3:43 the time. Barrett of Penn Trafford, Tech fall over Stern of West Allegheny, 15-0 at 4:45. Capusta of Hempfield, 15-6 over Jones of Shaler, and McGarity of Peters Township with a fall in 1 minute and 40 seconds over Emma of Mount Lebanon. Kai Vioma with a takedown leads 2-0 on Bentram of North Allegheny, just about at the end of the first period there. Kai Sheftick 4-1, leading Walker of North Allegheny. Sheftick trying to work his body up on top, and hanging onto an ankle is Walker halfway through the second period to prevent Sheftick from getting a takedown. So we'll see what develops there. They kind of roll through and come back really to the same position. The quarterfinals at 114 as Sheftick gets that takedown, goes up 6-1. At 114, Sloboda of Butler fall at 121 over Tolliver of Ringgold. Harbert of West Allegheny 3-1 over Montoya of Mount Lebanon. Joseph of Latrobe fall at 1 minute over Funk of Fox Chapel. And Sidden of Norwin Tech fall 17-2 at 2 minutes and 20 seconds over Franks of Connellsville. And at 121 in the quarterfinals, Willishow of Latrobe falling 42 seconds over Myers of Peters Township. Hartman of Cannon McMillan, 5-0 over Canale of Trinity. Smith of Seneca Valley, Tech fall over Colantonio of Central Catholic, 17-0 the score, 5:09 the time. And Capusta of Franklin Regional fall at 101 over Steadiford of North Allegheny. There's the end of the second for Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg, 6-1 lead on Walker of North Allegheny. Vioma of Connellsville, 3-0. And getting blood time against Bentram of North Allegheny, minute 32 to go in the second.
Also another result while we were away, Mark, 127. Jake Braun of Latrobe was a winner by fall at 118 over Seth Miller of Bethel Park. Braun by fall at 118. 2-0 lead at the end of two for Choppa Butler. Yoka Plum on the bottom to begin the third. Kladowski Baldwin, 8-2 lead on Campbell Plum, 57 seconds ago in the third.
Sheftick of Waynesburg on the bottom to start the third period. Had a stalemate there with a minute 35 to go. Sheftick still leading 6-1.
Had an escape for Yoka Plum. Chops lead now 2-1. Shot in by Yoka. Chop spins behind, but Yoka was able to get to his feet before Chop could get him back down and get control, so they go out of bounds. Still 2-1.
Fioma back into action after getting blood time. Had a fall in the consolations for Jake Wright of Trinity in 2 minutes and 23 seconds over Floyd Huff of Waynesburg. That's in the consolations at 1:14 for Wright of Trinity to advance.
Our attention to mat number 4.
Looks like we got another 100 win winner, Owen Kladowski of Baldwin, a 10-3 winner over Ryland Campbell of Plum.
Owen Kladowski.
So Kladowski win number 100 and a 10-3 victory to get to the semis.
Against Andrew Binney of Canada McMillan. So one quarterfinal bout remaining at 127. Kai Sheftick has just been reversed. Sheftick, I think that he and Walker traded reversals. It's 8-3 for Sheftick. Only 20 seconds to go there. So Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg will go to the semifinals where he will face Jake Braun of Latrobe. Final 5 seconds there, but Sheftick of Waynesburg will win it by an 8-3 score. So, again, just running down the quarterfinals at 127. Binney of Canada McMillan. Tech fall over Snatch Grove West Allegheny, 26-11 at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Kladowski of Baldwin, his 100th win, 10-3 over Campbell of Plum. Sheftick of Waynesburg, 8-3 over Walker of North Allegheny. And Braun of Latrobe fall at 118 over Smith of Bethel Park.
Result at 133, Case Choppa Butler 4-2 over Carson Yoka of Plum. Chop 4-2 winner.
Ryder Joseph of Canada McMillan underway against Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville. Quarterfinal at 139.
Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson underway against Zach Hill of Seneca Valley. Quick takedown 20 seconds in. Also a quick takedown for Romeo Islamov of Baldwin on Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley.
Joseph in on a single against Ruggieri. Picks it up, trying to sweep and kick that left leg out. Second attempt, he gets Ruggieri down to the mat. So Joseph with the opening takedown there. Minute 19 to go in the first. Kai Vielma of Connellsville riding in the third period against William Bentram of North Allegheny. 33 seconds to go. 3-0 for Vielma. That's at 133 pounds. Joseph and Ruggieri coming back into the center.
4-1 lead now for Islamov of Baldwin on Connolly of Chartiers Valley. 45 seconds into the first period. Maddox Shaw cradle locked in. And he'll get the fall on Hill of Seneca Valley. Time of that fall, 1:13. Shaw by fall at 1:13.
Kai Vielma going to go to the semifinals. He defeats Bentram of North Allegheny 3-0 at 133 pounds. That's Kai Vielma, 3-0. Ryder Joseph of Canada McMillan still riding, still leading 2-0. 45 seconds to go first period against Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville. Ruggieri the fourth seed, Joseph the sixth. Colton Katusha of McKeesport, Blake Reiner of Trinity coming up at 139 pounds on mat one.
Just getting underway, TJ Allison of Trinity, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. That's at 145. Islamov of Baldwin leading Connolly of Chartiers Valley now 8-4. 30 seconds to go in the first period.
11 seconds to go in the first. Joseph of Canada McMillan, Rogerio of Connellsville out of bounds. So they restart. Quick takedown for Blake Reiner. Then he will give Katusha McKeesport an escape. Roll by Ruggieri. Joseph staying with that, and the first period will end with Joseph of Canada McMillan up 2-0. Reiner in on a single on mat one. He's going to take Katush down, make it 4-1, and he's around the head of Katush with a headlock, right arm tied up in there as well. A lot of time left in the first period. Three near fall points coming to Blake Reiner, and they're out now, and Reiner leads 7-1, minute 20 to go in the first.
Gibbons in on a shot on Allison. Allison trying to sprawl the leg back. Still scoreless. 45 seconds to go in the first when we get a stalemate. End to one is Lamava Baldwin leading 8-4 on Connolly. Escape for Connolly to begin the second. It's now 8-5.
Joseph and Ruggieri start their second period neutral. Joseph in on an ankle. Has Ruggieri in a sitting position. Ruggieri around the head with the right arm tied up of Joseph. So still neutral there on the edge of the mat. Joseph trying to pop his head free, but unable to do so before they get out of bounds. Big Mac's coaches wanted two, not going to get it. Blake Reiner trying to pull the arm across the chest on Katusha of McKeesport on mat one, and Reiner with near fall points coming. Right shoulder down. Reiner trying to drive that left one down as well. 34 seconds to go in the period. And there are three near fall points for Reiner, so he's up 10-1 late in the first.
No score at the end of one for T.J. Allison of Trinity and Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Gibbons will go on the bottom for the second.
Now Reiner around the head, 14 seconds to go in the period, takes Katusha over to his back. Reiner looked to be close to picking up the fall, and there it is at 1 minute and 52 seconds for Blake Reiner of Trinity. A couple of falls for him tonight. 1:52 time of that one over Katush of McKeesport.
Escape for Gibbons to begin the second. He leads Allison 1-0.
Joseph and Ruggieri still neutral. 45 seconds to go second period as they work on their feet. Liam Costa of Moon, Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford at 1:45 getting ready to go on that one.
Islam of Baldwin now up 14-7. 25 seconds to go in the second, riding with that lead. Right now still a 1-0 lead for Gibbons of Mount Lebanon on Allison of Trinity.
12 seconds to go, second period for Joseph of Canada McMillan, Ruggieri of Connellsville. Joseph in on a single again. Wizard for Ruggieri, 5 seconds to go. Ruggieri left foot on the mat, but Joseph will not be able to finish. 2-0 Ryder Joseph of Canada McMillan after two. Ruggieri wants bottom position for the third.
Shot in by Gibbons. Allison with a pancake attempt, but Gibbons able to maintain his feet and not give up a two or any near falls.
Coy of Penn Trafford with a takedown. Leg and crossface in for him halfway through the first with back points coming. Ruggieri quickly up and out to start the second, or I should say the third, against Ryder Joseph. Hayden Coy got three. He's up 5-0 midway through the first. Joseph and Ruggieri out of bounds with a minute 44 to go. There's the fall for Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford. It comes at 1 minute and 19 seconds. At 145 pounds, Coy pinning Costa of Moon at 119.
Second period about to come to a close. Allison of Trinity will have choice for the third, trailing 1-0. 19-8 now for Islamov of Baldwin on Connolly of Chartiers Valley.
Minute 22 to go third period for Ryder Joseph of Canada McMillan and Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville. Neutral with Joseph leading 2-1.
Allison begins the third period on the bottom, trailing 1-0.
Here's Ruggieri in on a single. He's going to take down Joseph with a little over a minute to go. So Ruggieri of Connellsville with a 3-2 lead. Nick Jones of West Allegheny. Logan Matrish of Penn Trafford at 152 underway on mat one.
Escape for Allison. Ties the match at one. A minute and a half to go in the third. Rustling on their feet.
Joseph and Ruggieri out of bounds. Stalling call against Ruggieri. First one against him as Joseph had gotten to his feet. And Ruggieri couldn't get him back down to the mat. But still 3-2 for Ruggieri. Fresh start, 43 seconds to go.
Islamov of Baldwin is going to advance into the semifinals. It's going to be 19-8. Islamov 19-8.
30 seconds to go for Ryder Joseph of Kenna McMillan. Up on his feet. Ruggieri of Connellsville drops to the left leg. Joseph turns in, going to the splaydle. And there's the reversal with 22 seconds to go. So 4-3 for Joseph. But now Ruggieri, with Joseph barely hanging onto a leg. Ruggieri trying to spin behind. There were no back points there for Joseph with that splaydle. 8 seconds to go. Joseph hanging on to that leg, 4 seconds left, and a stalemate called with 2 seconds to go. Now the Connellsville coaches are asking for a couple of more seconds on the clock. The clock now only shows 1 second. I thought the whistle blew with 4 seconds to go.
TJ Allison is going to go to overtime, tied at one with Gibbons of Mount Lebanon.
They are going to put 4 seconds on the clock here for Joseph and Ruggieri. And they've got the score tied. Well, they had the score tied at four, but that was not correct. They took that point off. It's still 4-3 for Joseph. But he's got he can't get beat off the whistle here.
Double leg shot attempt for Gibbons in overtime. Allison with the whizzer in, trying to fight this off. Not going to be able to. Gibbons gets the takedown in overtime and wins 3-1 at 26 seconds of overtime.
And Ryder Joseph hangs on for a 4-3 win at 139 pounds. Joseph of Kenna McMillan defeats Ruggieri of Connellsville 4-3. And we'll have more AAA WPIAR wrestling when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
one final while we were away in the quarterfinals at 152 pounds. Nick Jones of West Allegheny pinned Logan Matrish of Penn Trafford. Time of that fall for Jones of West Allegheny, 3:09. Going around the horn here, concentrating on quarterfinals. 160 pounds, Matt won. 40 seconds in, no score. Brock Evans of Waynesburg, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. Matt 2, 145 pounds. Evan Petrovich of Connellsville, 10-4 lead over, over Liam Hine of Mars.
Luke Dunlap of South Fayette scoreless with Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin, 45 seconds to go in the first. And Dom Ferraro of Pine Richland leading Josh Alexander of Fox Chapel, 4-0, 35 seconds to go in the second.
Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson took down Evans of Waynesburg, leads him 2-0. And just had a takedown as well for Petrovich of Connellsville, now up 12-5 early in the second period against Hine of Mars. And Petrovich with a half in, and he's got Hine stacked up and in trouble with a lot of time to go in the second period. And Petrovich will get the fall at 2:23. That's 2:23. Time of the fall at 1:45. Top seed Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. Escape for Evans of Waynesburg. Marlowe of TJ leads 2-1 there. Quarterfinal results at 1:33 as Marlowe gets another takedown and a one count, but that is all. Quarters at 1:33. Kernan of Bethel Park. Tech fall over Price of Central Catholic. 24-7 the score. 3:52 the time. Chop of Butler, 4-2 over Yaka of Plum. Vialma of Connellsville, 3-0 over Bentram of North Allegheny. And Islamoff of Baldwin, 19-8 over Conley of Chartiers Valley.
8-1 lead now for Ferraro. Make it 10-1 lead now for Ferraro and Alexander. Scoreless at the end of one. Dunlap of South Fayette on the bottom to begin the second period. He's going to switch over top of Dietz, get the reverse one, go up 2-0.
Eli Carr of Hempfield on mat 2 with a takedown and now out of bounds 20 seconds in. Leads Buccelli of Bethel Park 2-0. In the second now, Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson with an escape. He leads Evans of Waynesburg 5-1. They're on their feet. Marlowe in on a single. Evans bouncing up and down on his left foot. Marlowe trying to figure a way to get Evans down to the mat, pulls him back a little closer to the center. A couple of trip attempts, and he's just going to muscle Evans down to the mat. Marlowe with a takedown up 7-1.
Had an escape for Dietz, and now injury time for Dunlap.
Cradle and fall for Eli Carr in 54 seconds at 152 pounds. 54 seconds for Eli Carr of Hempfield. Marlowe on Evans of Waynesburg. Not sure if he's got Evans on his back, trying to see if that's a tilt. Either way, it's 3 points for Marlowe. He's up 10-1 with 34 seconds to go in the second. Evans gets back over to his stomach and a leg in now for Marlowe. Now Marlowe had a little bit of a headlock with that leg, and he got a couple more near fall points out of that. And an escape for Evans. Board shows 10-1. Thought Marlowe got a couple of near fall points there. Second period about to end. And we'll go with a board that has 10-1, or 10-2 rather, for Bodie Marlowe of TJ.
Dom Ferraro of Pine Richland is going to move on at 139 pounds, 14-5. Ferraro 14-5.
So that completes the quarters at 139, and indeed Marlowe did get two near fall points. So he is up 12-2 going to the third period. He and Evans of Waynesburg start there on their feet. Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville leads Milo Chu of Fox Chapel 4-1, just about halfway through the first period there. That's at 160 pounds.
Takedown for Dunlap of South Fayette. He leads Dietz 4-1. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, Luke Ankeny of Franklin Regional getting underway.
Another takedown for Bodie Marlowe. At least I thought it was. But apparently not awarded. Still neutral with Evans. Now Marlowe in on a single. Still 12-2 there. And Marlowe now he will get the takedown, and he'll go around the head of Evans and put him on his back. 14-2 with a takedown, and there's the fall for Bodie Marlowe in 4 minutes and 51 seconds at 160 pounds. 4:51 time of the fall for Bodie Marlowe.
Dunlap with South Fayette riding in, leading 4-1. Final seconds coming off in the second period. Dietz of West Mifflin will have choice for the third. Minute to go, first period, still scoreless. Ankeny and Higgins.
Lonzie Vielma now 8-2 nearing the end of the first against two of Fox Chapel. They'll come to the end of the period, 8-3 for Vielma after one. Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley, McLean Miller of Pine Richland underway at 160 pounds on mat one. Miller in on a single. He'll finish that off and get the opening takedown.
Start of the third period with Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin on the bottom. Dunlap of South Fayette leading there 4-1. Spalato put in by Dunlap. Not getting any back points, but as Dietz unable to really move at the moment. Now they'll turn over and flatten out. No back points there, but does get some time off the clock.
Lonzie Vielma got a takedown and now three near falls. He's up 13-3 with a minute and a half to go in the second against Chua Fox Chapel.
Scoreless at the end of one are Higgins and Ankeny. Ankeny will go on the bottom for the second.
Chu escapes. Lonzie Vielma up now 15-4 as he goes in and gets another takedown. Quarterfinals at 139. Shaw of Thomas Jefferson pins Hill of Seneca Valley in 1 minute and 13 seconds. Joseph of Kenna McMillan with a 4-3 win over Ruggieri of Connellsville. Ferraro of Pine Richland 14-5 over Alexander of Fox Chapel. Reiner of Trinity pins Katush of McKeesport in 1 minute and 52 seconds. Lonzie Vielma now up 17-5 with 35 seconds to go in the second.
Had a locked hands penalty on Luke Dunlap and then a reversal for Cooper Dietz. So it went from Dunlap being up 4-1 to now being 4-4. 43 seconds left in the third as they go out of bounds.
Blood time on mat two for Chua Fox Chapel. 35 seconds to go in the first, 160 pounds, mat one. Miller of Pine Richland riding and leading Lawrence of Chartiers Valley 2-0.
1 minute to go in the second period. Higgins of Bethel Park, Ankeny of Franklin Regional still scoreless. Ankeny up to his feet. Higgins will bring him back down to the mat. Escape for Dunlap, 30 seconds left, third period. He leads 5-4.
Vielma trying to spin behind. He's got the head. He spins behind, gets the takedown, goes up 19-6 late in the second.
Dietz able to get behind Dunlap, but they were both out of bounds. 19 seconds remaining, third period. Dietz now in on the legs, trying to come out the back door of Dunlap. It's a slow motion start. Somehow, Dunlap now just trying to hold on around the waist. Trying to work himself up over the body of Dietz. Holds on to the ankle, and it's going to be a 5-4 win. Dunlap of South Fayette, 5-4.
Mat one after one. McMiller of Pine Richland leads Lawrence of Chartiers Valley 2-0. Miller on the bottom to start the second. He got free, but not until he had gone out of bounds. So still early in the second there. Miller of Pine Richland up by a 2-0 score. And Lonzie Vielma was a winner as well. We'll check that result for you.
Higgins of Bethel Park. Got two back points in the second. He leads Ankeny 2-0. He'll be on the bottom for the third period. Alexander Kaufman of Fox Chapel. Antonio Walker of Plum getting underway at 1:52.
It was a technical foul for Alonzi Vielma. 21-6 at 4:04. That was over Chu of Fox Chapel. 21-6 at 4:04 for Alonzi Vielma. Escape and takedown on mat one for Miller of Pine Richland. Now leads Lawrence of Churchers Valley 5-0. And very quickly, Jack Tongle of Plum and Hunter Snyder of Latrobe at 172 pounds. Snyder with a takedown.
Walker of Plum is going to get a cradle on Kaufman of Fox Chapel. Looking for the fall. Hoffman trying to get his head to be able to position his shoulder up. Still a minute to go in the period. An escape and a takedown for Higgins. He's up 5-0.
Miller of Pine Richland, another takedown up 7-1 on Lawrence of Churchers Valley. 20 seconds to go, second period. Snyder of Latrobe, 2-0 lead on Tongle of Plum. 38 seconds to go in their first.
Able to get out of bounds was Kaufman, but Walker's lead now 5-0. Minute to go, third period. Higgins of Bethel Park up 7-0.
We'll get you that final on Higgins and more AAA WPIA wrestling when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and WJPA Washington, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
While we were away, we got the final from Higgins of Bethel Park, defeating Ankeny of Franklin Regional 7-0. Also an exciting one between Walker and Kaufman. So Kaufman ends up getting a reversal and a cradle of his own, puts Walker on his back. Walker almost gets pinned, gets off of his back, and somehow gets free. They looked like he was going to get a reversal. Didn't get that. Did get an escape to begin the second. He's up 6-5 right now, is Walker.
Snyder of Latrobe with a cradle in on Tongle of Plum, 172 pounds. 20 seconds to go in the second period. Snyder close to getting the fall with that cradle. But kicking out of there is Tongle, and he'll avoid it. Snyder leads 7-1 after the three near fall point. Second period about to end. Quick update, mat one. Time running out in the third period, 160 pounds. And McLean Miller of Pine Richland with 10 seconds to go out of bounds, leading Lawrence of Churchers Valley 9-4.
Takedown for Walker Plum. He now leads 8-5. Keith Minson Baldwin, Cordan McDonald Bethel Park getting underway.
Lawrence gave an escape. Thought it was should be 11-4 over there. Lawrence then tried to go to a headlock, couldn't finish it before they went out of bounds. Time going to run out. We'll go with the score on the board there, 10-4 for McLean Miller of Pine Richland, winner at 160 pounds over Lawrence of Chartiers Valley.
8-5 after 2 for Walker of Plum, and Kaufman will be on the bottom for the third.
The UPMC Health Plan. First National Bank. The NFHS Network.
At 145 pounds,
80K radio.
The quarterfinal results, Petrovich of Connellsville fall at 223 over Hine of Mars. Gibbons of Mount Lebanon 3-1 at 26 seconds of overtime over Trinity's T.J. Allison. Coy of Penn Trafford fall at 119 over Costa of Moon, and Higgins of Bethel Park 7-0 over Ankley of Franklin Regional. Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. Desimiro Green of Central Catholic. Scoreless 30 seconds in at 172 pounds on mat one. Snyder of Latrobe with 40 seconds left riding and leading. Tongle of Plum 10-1 at 172 pounds.
8-5 lead for Walker of Plum on Kaufman of Fox Chapel. 120 to go in the third period with Walker riding. 1-0 lead for McDonald Bethel Park on Minson of Baldwin. Minson in on a shot, going to get behind, get the takedown, and lead 2-1.
Looks like Snyder of Latrobe picked up a stalling point just 10 seconds to go in the third period. He's about to defeat Tongle of Plum. And there is the final for Snyder of Latrobe, 11-1 at 172 pounds. Snyder 11-1. Green of Central Catholic at the opening takedown. Kinsey of Armstrong with an escape. So 2-1 for Green of Pittsburgh Central Catholic late in the first. Bodie Morgan of Trinity coming up on mat two against Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny. It's also at 172 pounds. And they're underway. Morgan tried to go right after a single but couldn't get to it. He'll try it again. Wrapped around the waist and 8 seconds in. Bodie Morgan with a takedown.
Escape for McDonald of Bethel Park. He and Minson will be tied at two at the end of two. And Minson will have choice for the third. Final 19 seconds for Walker of Plum, riding in leading 8-5. Final 10 seconds as Kaufman trying to roll into Walker. Walker just holding on like a leech. And he's going to win 8-5. Walker Plum, an 8-5 winner.
Bodie Morgan of Trinity still riding and leading 2-0, nearing the midway point of the first period. Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny, 25-10. Morgan, 23-2 for the Hillers. Morgan bars the right arm, also has the left wrist. Now he'll try to go to a half on the left side. Not able to get it in deep. 45 seconds to go in the first for Morgan. Now Morgan tried to go to a tilt, could not get Buggy over to his back. Stalling on the bottom against Buggy, first call against him.
That has to be the fastest stalling call I've probably seen. Vaughn Spencer of Pine Richland, Mark Gray of Kiske, just 8 seconds in, a stalling call on Mark Gray. Had an escape for Minson of Baldwin. He's up 4-3, 45 seconds to go, third period.
Green of Central Catholic picked up another takedown. They are in the second period now. Green of Central Catholic leads Kinsey of Armstrong 4-1. 8 seconds to go in the first for Morgan and Buggy as they come back to the center.
Takedown for Vaughn Spencer. Sorry, Mark, he's up 2-0.
Morgan broke Buggy down right away, and now the second period, or I should say the first period, will end with Morgan of Trinity up 2-0.
6-3 for Minson after a takedown. McDonald, now an escape for McDonald, 20 seconds left, third period. He hits on a double leg shot. Amundson forces him out.
Buggy and Morgan start their second neutral. Morgan right after the left leg. Whizzer for Buggy. Edge of the mat.
Going to get a fall for Spencer of Pine Richland at 1:18. Spencer by fall at 1 minute and 18 seconds. Here we're going to get a 6-4 victory for Minson of Baldwin. That's Minson a 6-4, make it a 6-5, excuse me. Late point, 6-5 for Minson.
Escape and takedown for Kinsey on mat one. He and Green are Central Catholic 4-4 with 25 seconds to go in the second. Bodie Morgan of Trinity in on a single again. Grabs Buggy's other leg as well. Ends up with a double and a takedown. So Morgan up 4-0. 1:07 to go second period. Oh, your results at 1:52 and 1:60. And now that Morgan and Buggy are out of bounds, try to do that real quickly. At 1:52, Carr of Hempfield falling 54 seconds over Buscelli of Bethel Park. Dunlap of South Fayette 5-4 over Dietz of West Mifflin. Walker of Plum 8-5 over Kaufman of Fox Chapel. And Jones of West Allegheny fall 3:09 over Matrich of Penn Trafford. Also, well, let's get a fall we had there on mat three.
1:89, Nate Campbell of Norwin by fall over Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson in 37 seconds. That's Campbell by fall, 37 seconds.
Morgan of Trinity still riding and leading 4-0, 40 seconds to go, second period. Green of Central Catholic got a late escape in the second, so he now leads 5-4 over Kinsey of Armstrong. Kinsey riding to begin the third. Results at 1:60. Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson followed 4:51 over Evans of Waynesburg. Miller of Pine Richland 10-4 over Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. Minson of Baldwin 6-5 over McDonald of Bethel Park. And Vioma of Connellsville. Tech fall over Chew of Fox Chapel 21-6 the score, 4:04 the time. And the second period going to end for Bodie Morgan of Trinity. He leads 4-0 after two.
Scoreless, 48 seconds ago in the first, Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area, Mason Hartung of North Allegheny. Just getting underway, Chris Cook of Connellsville, Giuliano Marion of Franklin Regional.
Trinity's Bodie Morgan on the bottom to start the third, but quickly up and out to go up 5-0.
Crossface cradle after a takedown for Marion. He's going to take Cook to his back. Takedown and a couple of near falls for Roskowski to go up 4-0. Able to get out of the cradle was Cook, but he now trails 5-0 to Marion.
Morgan and Buggy out of bounds. Resume action. Still early in the third with Morgan leading 5-0. The two are neutral. Morgan, nice job to grab a leg and go around the head. And Buggy tried to go to a whizzer, but Morgan was really in too deep. He'll get the takedown, go up 7-0. Green of Central Catholic still on the bottom, still leading Kinsey of Armstrong 5-4. Green each with a hold of the other's leg right now, and the third period ends there. It's going to be a 5-4 win for Green of Pittsburgh Central Catholic at 1:72. It's 5-4 for Green. Morgan continues to ride. Under a minute to go. Buggy of North Allegheny flat on his stomach, trying to push himself up to his knees. But Morgan strong on top with 40 seconds left.
5-0 lead at the end of one for Marion. And a takedown for Roskowski. He goes up 7-0, 24 seconds into the second.
23 seconds to go. Bodie Morgan picked up a stalling point. Second stall on Buggy, so it's 8-0 now for Morgan. It's the last of our quarterfinals at 1:72. 10 seconds left, so Bodie Morgan of Trinity going to defeat North Allegheny's Kellen Buggy. And the final score there for Bodie Morgan is 8-0, and we will have more. Well, let's hold on, because we got Robbie Allison of Trinity and Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg just underway on mat one.
Marion of Franklin Regional up 7-0, as is Roskowski of Kiski. Both of those in the second period.
Roman Thompson of Central Catholic, Tasso Whipple of Penn Trafford at 189, getting ready to go on mat two. Stevenson and Allison scoreless, edge of the mat, just about 45 seconds in. Those two just tie up halfway through the first now.
9-1 lead now for Roskowski of Kiski area. 15 seconds to go in the second. They're wrestling neutral. 35 seconds to go in the second for Marion of Franklin Regional. Up 7-0, but takes Cook to his back. And the fall will come for Juliana Marion of Franklin Regional at 3:31.
Thirty-six seconds to go and a scoreless first for Stevenson of Waynesburg and Robbie Allison of Trinity. Thompson of Central Catholic took down Whipple of Penn Trafford. Whipple with an escape, so 2-1 in neutral there midway through the first period. Stevenson of Waynesburg, Allison of Trinity late in their first period. That bout is scoreless. We'll pick up more there and more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Scoreless in the second period between Robbie Allison of Trinity, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, as Stevenson starts on top. Allison trying to push himself up to his feet. Stevenson working up around the head, now drops on a leg. Allison with a whizzer now turns in, and Allison's going to get one to take a 1-0 lead. A minute 10 to go in the second. Thompson of Central Catholic has taken down Whipple of Penn Trafford. Thompson at 189 with a 4-1 lead there late in the first.
Shepherd Turk of Thomas Jefferson underway against Tyler Gallus of Connellsville. 25 seconds ago in the first, they're scoreless. Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area leading 15-3. 25 seconds to go in the third on Mason Hartung of North Allegheny.
End of one. At 189, Thompson of Central Catholic, 4-1 lead over Whipple of Penn Trafford.
Turk of Thomas Jefferson is going to get a fall in 51 seconds. Turk by fall in 51 seconds. And it looks like we're going to get a technical fall for Roskowski. It's going to be 18-3 at 5:54.
We've got blood time running for Robbie Allison of Trinity. Looks like they've cut the blood time there. Allison with a 1-0 lead on Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg. They're in the second with 47 seconds to go. Thompson of Central Catholic now 6-2 lead on Whipple of Penn Trafford. That one with a minute and a half to go in the second period.
Michael Albert of Upper St. Clair, Ryder Ekus of Kiski area just getting underway. Gino Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, Aiden Pham of Norwin just getting underway.
Allison had a good shot at a single on Stevenson but couldn't finish before they went out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in the second. Still 1-0 for Allison.
20 seconds in, scoreless between Calgaro and Pham.
Allison and Stevenson nearing the end of the second period. Allison shoots again. Stevenson sprawls back out of bounds with 5 seconds to go. It'll be 1-0 for Robbie Allison after two.
Still scoreless are Calgaro and Pham. 1:13 to go in the first period. Wrestling neutral. Still scoreless between Albert and Ekus as well. Double leg shot for Calgaro. And he's going to get Pham down to his hip. Yet to score the two, and there it is. Calgaro with the takedown. 50 seconds to go in the first.
Allison in on a single against Stevenson. They met back in January, and Allison won by fall, but it's 1-1 right now early in the third. Allison has had some good shots. He just has not been able to finish them. Deep on an ankle here, lifts it high in the air, kicks the left leg out, but Stevenson again out of bounds. Minute 32 to go, still tied at one. Six-five now, Thompson of Central Catholic leading Whipple of Penn Trafford. 16 seconds to go in the second. And Thompson looks like he might need injury time.
That's his second one, I believe.
There was a long stoppage earlier. And it looks like they are asking Whipple if he wants... Whipple's going to take bottom. He was on top. Back to Allison and Stevenson. 1-1 and neutral. 1:05 remaining in the third period. And the two out of bounds.
2-0 lead for Calgaro. 9 seconds to go, first period.
Stevenson and Allison with 50 seconds to go, still on their feet, still tied at one.
2-0 at the end of one for Calgaro. And he defers his choice. Pham goes on the bottom.
Allison and Stevenson just pushing back and forth. Allison shoots, couldn't get to the legs. Now Stevenson in on the right leg of Allison with 31 seconds to go. Allison around the head. Stevenson trying to pull in the single. Edge of the mat, 20 seconds to go. Stevenson keeps driving. Allison with an underhook. 15 seconds to go. Allison doing the splits right on the edge of the mat. He's half in and half out. 6 seconds remaining. Stevenson trying to pull him back in. And Stevenson tries to spin behind. 1 second left. Boy, Stevenson was close there, but it's 1-1. We're going to overtime.
You're going to get a fall for Albert of Upper St. Clair. The time of that fall is going to be 3:22. That's Albert by fall at 3:22.
Robbie Allison got blood time earlier. He's getting injury time now before we go to the overtime.
Two nothing lead for Calgaro. 1 minute to go, second period, riding with that lead. Brady consolation match is now coming on mat number three. Calgaro is going to run a wing, take Pham over to his back. A couple of near fall points. He's up 4-0.
Just under a minute to go, mat two. Thompson of Central Catholic is on top and leading Whipple of Penn Trafford 9-5. Allison about ready to go now in the overtime.
Robbie!
Down to 30 seconds left for Thompson and Whipple.
Calgary still have a 4-0 lead. 26 seconds ago in the second as get back underway in the center circle.
And now Allison and Stevenson ready to go in the OT. So overtime underway. Stevenson and Allison tie up. Allison shoots at a double. Works through the leg. Stevenson trying to get a whizzer in. He does. Right to the edge of the mat again. And out of bounds. 35 seconds left in the first overtime.
End of two. 4-0 lead for Calgary. He'll go on the bottom for the third period.
Looks like Roman Thompson of Central Catholic is going to defeat Tasso Whipple of Penn Trafford. That's a 9-6 score for Thompson. Here is Allison in on a double again. Picks Stevenson up, sets him down. And at 38 seconds of overtime, Robbie Allison will get a 3-1 win.
Calgary with an escape. He's up 5-0, 20 seconds into the third period. He is wrestling neutral with Pham of Norwin.
Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Abraham Taylor of Kiski at 215, getting ready to go on mat one. Mat two, also at 215, Vito Baravecchio of Shaler and Jake Conroy of Ringgold, scoreless, just 15 seconds in.
One minute to go, third period for Calgary, leading 5-0, wrestling neutral.
Go ahead, Greg.
40 seconds remaining, and just into a tie up right now. Calgary, a couple of snap attempts, but back to 30 seconds left, third period. Now a shot attempt by Pham, front headlock here from Calgary. And he's still remaining in bounds. And he will get the takedown as he was able to lock in a cradle on the edge of the mat. And Calgary is now up 7-0. And out with 13 seconds left.
Consolation bout on mat four. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan, Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson. They are 2-2 and neutral late in the second period and out of bounds.
Final 10 seconds for Calgary. He will advance into tomorrow's semifinals. It'll be 7-0. Calgary, 7-0.
And we will have more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter. Your life delivered daily.
Had one final while we were away. That was at 215 pounds. Excuse our technical issue here, but at 215 pounds, Jake Conroy of Ringgold won by fall at 157 over Vito Baravecchio of Shaler. It was 157 time of the fall for Conroy.
Down to just two mats for quarterfinals here. As 285, Philip Rurick of Armstrong, Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. Scoreless at the end of one.
Had a consolation result as Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson defeated Kenna McMillan's Braden Collins. It was 4-3. That was in the consolations at 172. Quarterfinal on mat 1, 215 pounds. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny. Abraham Taylor of Kiski out of bounds. 18 seconds to go, second period. Buggy with a 1-0 lead. They are neutral.
I think I said these names wrong, Mark. Braden McConaugh is what I'm going to say from North Allegheny. And Fia Rierich is how I'm going to go with that from Armstrong. But we had McConaugh have a reversal and three near falls to begin the second period. So he's up 5-0, 120 to go in the second.
Update you on the quarterfinals at 160 pounds. Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson fall at 451 over Evans of Waynesburg. Miller of Pine Richland 10-4 over Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. Vincent of Baldwin 6-5 over McDonald of Bethel Park. And Vioma of Connellsville Tech fall over Chew of Fox Chapel 21-6 at 404. 172-pound quarterfinals. Spencer of Pine Richland pinned Gray of Kiski at 118. Green of Central Catholic, a 5-4 win over Kinsey of Armstrong. Snyder of Latrobe, 11-1 over Tongle of Plum. And Morgan of Trinity, 8-0 over Buggy of North Allegheny. 1-1 and neutral. Quarterfinal at 215 on mat 1. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny and Abraham Taylor of Kiski. Minute 20 to go in that third period. We'll pick up consolation action when we get through these last couple of semifinal bouts. Or quarterfinal bouts, excuse me.
5-1 lead for McConaugh of North Allegheny, leading Rierich of Armstrong. 25 seconds ago in the second, wrestling neutral.
1450 AM, WJPA Washington, bringing you AAA WPIAL Wrestling. Top four in each weight class. Qualify for next week's state tournament at Hershey. Girls PIAA regional here tomorrow, along with the boys.
Rierich with a takedown. He trails McConaughey 5-3 at the end of two.
Still 1-1 in neutral. Buggy of North Allegheny, Taylor of Kiski.
This might be a good time to mention this event in the Broadcast Race Tour, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. The broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024.
like we're headed to overtime. At 215 pounds on mat one, Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Abraham Taylor of Kiski, tied at one at the end of regulation. Quarterfinal results at 189. Roskowski of Kiski, technical fall over Hartung of North Allegheny, 18-3. At 521, Allison of Trinity, 3-1 in overtime over Stevenson of Waynesburg. Campbell of Norwin falling 37 seconds over LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson, and Thompson of Central Catholic, 9-6 over Whipple of Penn Trafford. Overtime underway on mat one.
Third period about to get underway. 285.
Results at 215 pounds in the quarterfinals. Calgaro of Kennebec-Millen, 7-0 over Pham of Norwin. And I got a little ahead of myself because we still have Buggy and Taylor in the overtime on mat one. Buggy working a front headlock, trying to reach underneath and grab a leg as well. Now trying to spin behind. 10 seconds to go. Taylor got caught on his hip. Now a hard crossface there by Buggy. He's going to get the takedown. So he will win. He's going to get near fall points here as well. Time's going to run out. Buggy will get two near falls, so he ends up winning 5-1 at 1 minute of overtime. Also at 215, Conroy of Ringgold fall at 157 over Baravecchio of Shaler. And Marion, of Franklin Regional fall at 331 over Cook of Connellsville.
5-5 now between Rarick and McConnell with about a minute to go in this third period. Rarick riding in this third.
And Lloyd, bout number 233.
Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg and Cam Dana of West Allegheny. Quarterfinal with 285. Our last quarterfinal bout just underway on mat one. Tustin works the front headlock, trying to spin around behind, and he will do that to get the opening takedown. Took him about 11 seconds to get that.
45 seconds remaining in the third. McConnell and Rarick tied at 5. 4-5 matchup here at 285 pounds.
Coaches, wrestlers, please be reminded.
30 seconds in for Tustin. Picks up Dana and rolls him back to the mat. Dana got up to his feet. Tustin drove him back down again. Tried to take him straight to his back, but Dana got back belly down. Dana from West Allegheny.
Quarterfinals will start at 10 a.m. on all seven mats.
Final 10 seconds. McConnell up to his feet. Rarick stays around the waist. McConnell tries a roll. Close to getting free, and he will with 1 second left. Braden McConnell of North Allegheny, a 6-5 winner at 285.
So that leaves Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg, sophomore, number two seed, against Cam Dana of West Allegheny, also a sophomore. 35 seconds to go in the first. Two nothing for Tustin. Dana to his feet, but only briefly as Tustin takes him back down to the mat and again tries to grab an arm and pull it across the chest and roll Dana over to his back, but Dana gets back belly down. 13 seconds to go in the first period. Two go to the edge, and there's the end of the first. Tustin of Waynesburg up 2-0. So they'll go to the second with Tustin on the bottom. Tustin quickly up to his feet. Dana able to trip him back down to the mat, though. Early in the second. Tustin trying to stand. Now Tustin does stand, and Dana just drives him out. Minute 37 to go in the second.
Owen Conroy of Ringgold wrestling in a consolation, leading Joseph Geller of Fox Chapel 2-0.
Is it me, or has this gone a lot quicker than it has in the past? I mean, we're down to our last quarter, and the first round of consolations are in the, you know, the last couple of weight classes as well.
Yeah, there were a lot of falls in the quarterfinals, a lot. And I, coming into this, I thought this would be a really great round, and I there were a few competitive matches, but I think you're seeing the separation of the truly elite, the top three or four guys in each weight class, separating themselves from the 5, 6, 7. Even like you have that 1, 2, and maybe even 3, and then you have 4, 5, 6, 7 kind of right there together, and you got the next grouping. So, but when you get those top three guys being truly elite, and they're getting these quick falls, it does make for an early night.
Dustin of Waynesburg still riding and leading, 45 seconds to go, second period, against Dana of West Allegheny. Dustin on the bottom, not able to get free. 35 seconds to go in the period. He rolls now, but Dana able to stay right with it. Final 30 seconds of that second period, so we'll pick up the third period and the remaining consolation action when we come back to the AAA WPIAR Wrestling Tournament here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here at Canon McMillan, one quarterfinal bout remaining. That's Cam Dana of West Allegheny, Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg, and Dana has escaped here in the third period, so 2-1, Tustin leads, and they're on their feet now with a minute 10 left. Now under a minute as those two work toward the edge and step out of bounds. You know, this is a PIAA tournament, so they do keep team points here. We'll run those down for you later once the action is complete. But you got to finish in the top four, so you know, even getting to the semifinals doesn't guarantee you anything yet.
Yeah. Still need one more win.
So there's no, you can't really talk about that yet until tomorrow. There's a takedown for Tustin as he got around behind Dana and tripped him forward and down to the mat with 15 seconds to go. And just a few consolation bouts, at least for now. No activity on mat 5.
Owen Conroy of Ringgold looking like he is in control of his match. 6-0 lead. 20 seconds left in the second.
Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg, a 4-1 winner over Cam Dana of West Allegheny. So the results of 285, Turk of Thomas Jefferson fall at 151 over Gallus of Connellsville. McConaughey of North Allegheny, a 6-5 winner over Rerick of Armstrong. Albert of Upper St. Clair fall at 322 over Ekus of Kiski. And Tustin of Waynesburg 4-1 over Dana of West Allegheny. So we'll call the remaining consolation action, and right now at 285, just underway on mat 1, Zach Stromach of Peters Township and Roman Royal of Seneca Valley.
Third period begins for Owen Conroy of Ringgold on the bottom, leading 6-0 over Joseph Geller of Fox Chapel.
Bat two also at 285. These are all first-round consolations now. D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel, Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. They are scoreless nearing the end of the first.
Conroy is going to take his lead to 8-0 now.
Wrestling starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And again, and that includes the girls' West Regional. Championship finals for both boys and girls, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Here's the end of a scoreless first for Stromach of Peters Township and Royal of Seneca Valley. And early in the second, we have just had an escape for Hamilton of Fox Chapel on mat two. Leads Gibson of Bethel Park 1-0.
Minute to go in the third. 8-0 lead for Conroy of Ringgold. Riding with that lead.
Stromach of Peters Township on the bottom. Trying to turn in and get up to his feet, and he does get an escape, so he leads Royal of Seneca Valley 1-0 early in the second.
Conroy got a leg in right now. 30 seconds left.
Both the bouts, mats 1 and 2 at 285, and both 1-0 scores in the second period. Stromach of Peters Township leading Royal of Seneca Valley, and Hamilton of Fox Chapel leading Gibson of Bethel Park. Well, we just had a takedown there for Gibson to make it 2-1 before those two went out of bounds with 51 seconds to go. Now, actually, they put that takedown up on the wrong side. It was Hamilton who got the takedown, and he leads 3-0 over Gibson.
Owen Conroy, a winner at 189 pounds, an 8-0 victory to advance to day two wrestling action.
Stromach and Royal on the edge of the mat, 34 seconds to go in the second period. So the bouts on both mats, 1 and 2, going to end their second periods right around the same time. Although we get a stoppage now on mat two, an injury time here for Gibson of Bethel Park, holding his left arm right around the elbow, and he's in some pain. So Stromach will go to the third period with a 1-0 lead on Royal, and we'll pick up that third period and the remaining bout as well on mat two when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back here at Kenneth McMillan, Roman Royal of Seneca Valley with an escape. He and Stromach of Peters Township 1-1 and neutral with a minute 13 to go in the third period. And does not look good for Michael Gibson of Bethel Park on mat two. He is still down getting attention. I think they've called Hamilton to the center. He's not 100% sure yet. You know, I haven't raised his hand yet, but this might be an injury default. Although Gibson does sit up, yeah, now they do raise Hamilton's hand, so that's going to be a default at 2 minutes and 31 seconds. for D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. He was leading 3-0 at the time. 35 seconds to go for Stromach and Royal, 1-1 and neutral. First round consolation at 285, and it looks like it's going to be our last bout of the night.
Only fitting it goes to overtime.
Of course. It goes without saying. Final 15 seconds there. To just tie up. Haven't seen a ton of action there in the neutral position, and there's Stromach late getting to an ankle, but time runs out, so they go to overtime. Tied at one. 1 minute sudden victory. Boy, Stromach, he hesitated, and then he dove across at the whistle, but official felt he beat the whistle, so he'll restart them. And there was a caution there on Stromach. So 1 minute on their feet. Unless, of course, someone gets the takedown to end it. 20 seconds into that first overtime. Just in and out of a tie-up. Stromach shoots. Gets to the left leg. Now grabs the right as well. Puts Royal into a sitting position, and Stromach's going to get the takedown and win it 3-1 at 38 seconds of overtime. So Zach Stromach of Peters Township with the win there. So that will wrap up the action here for the first night of wrestling here at the AAA WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships. We'll take a look at tomorrow's schedule and for championship, it's the semifinalists heading into tomorrow's action. We'll look at all that when we wrap things up here from Kenna McMillan. We're back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
All right, first thing we will do here is give you the semifinalists heading into tomorrow's action. Again, we've got action starting with consolations tomorrow. We'll run down tomorrow's schedule. We'll do all that. But let's first give you the semifinalists for tomorrow. At 107 pounds, it will be Nolan Rice of Connellsville against Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, and Nico Capusta of Hempfield against Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township.
114, Santino Sloboda of Butler taking on Caden Harbert of West Allegheny, and Leo Joseph of Latrobe against Landon Sidden of Norwin.
At 121 pounds, Luke Willishell of Latrobe will take on Kenna McMillan's Collier Hartman, and Connor Smith of Seneca Valley against Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional.
127, Andrew Binney of Cannon McMillan against Owen Klodowski of Baldwin, and Kai Shetzik of Waynesburg against Jake Braun of Latrobe.
At 133 pounds, Mason Kernan of Bethel Park will take on Case Chop of Butler and Kai Vioma of Connellsville against Ramil Islamov of Baldwin.
139, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson against Ryder Joseph of Cannon McMillan, and Don Ferraro of Pine Richland against Blake Reiner of Trinity.
At 145, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville will take on Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. The other semi will be Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford against Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park.
152, Eli Carr of Hempfield against Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, and Antonio Walker of Plum against Nick Jones of West Allegheny.
Semis at 160, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson will be taking on McLean Miller of Pine Richland, and Keith Minson of Baldwin will go against Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville.
172, Vaughn Spencer of Pine Richland against Nuzumiro Green of Central Catholic, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe against Bodie Morgan of Trinity.
189 pounds in the semis, Cooper Roskowski of Kiski against Robbie Allison of Trinity, and Nathan Campbell of Norwin against Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic.
215, Gino Calgaro of Cannon McMillan against Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Jake Conroy of Ringgold against Juliana Marion of Franklin Regional.
And at 285, Shepard Turk of Thomas Jefferson will wrestle Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny, and Michael Albert of Upper St. Clair will wrestle Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg. Mentioned that they are keeping team points, and just like to run those down for you while we have the opportunity here. And Connellsville in the lead with 73 points and four wrestlers in the semifinals. Latrobe with 58 points, four semifinalists. Trinity third place, 49.5 points, three semifinalists. Bethel Park in fourth, tied for fourth actually, with North Allegheny. And Thomas Jefferson is also in that fourth place tie. Three teams with 47 points. Bethel Park and North Allegheny have two semifinalists. Thomas Jefferson has three. Rounding out the top ten, Cannon McMillan in seventh place, 43.5 points, four in the semis. Franklin Regional in eighth place, 41.5 points, two in the semis. Norwin ninth, 40.5 points, two semifinalists. And Pine Richland tenth with 39.5 points, three wrestlers in the semifinals. And just a couple of other quick notes in terms of semifinalists. Baldwin has three. Penn Trafford, Hempfield, West Allegheny all have two. Waynesburg has two. Kiski with one. Pittsburgh Central Catholic with a pair of semifinalists. Butler with two. Plum with one. Mount Lebanon with one. Peters Township, Ringgold, Seneca Valley all with one. South Fayette, Upper St. Clair each with a semifinalist as well. Now the schedule for tomorrow. Wrestling starts at 10 o'clock, and don't forget the Girls West Regional here tomorrow as well. We'll do our best to cover that at the same time. We're going to start at 10 o'clock with second round consolations on four mats and girls quarterfinals on three mats. At noon, we'll have the boys semifinals on four mats, the girls semifinals on three mats. There will also be boys third round consolations and girls first round consolations going on at that time. Then at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the boys' fourth-round consolations, as well as the 7th and 8th place bouts, girls' second-round consolations tomorrow afternoon at 2 on three mats. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we will have there will be four mats here in the, actually five mats they will use for the third and fifth place consolations for the boys and the championship finals, and the third place and championship finals for the girls as well. So it's going to be a little hectic, and we will be scrambling, but we look forward to bringing it to you tomorrow all day here at Cannon McMillan on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. So thanks to everybody here for helping us get started here today with updated brackets and everything else that we needed. We certainly appreciate it. For Greg Warnock, I'm Mark Uriah. Our wrestling coverage tonight and tomorrow as well, the whole weekend brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. The Observer Reporter. Follow the regionals and state wrestling in print and online at observer-reporter.com. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Action fast and furious. Greg, maybe a little faster and a little more furious than what we have seen in the past.
Yeah, and it was hard for us to keep up, I think, especially towards the latter half of that first round, and then it just continued throughout these quarterfinals.
So more action tomorrow. It all starts at 10 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 9:50 to get ready for it. Boys and girls action tomorrow. Look forward to bringing it to you. Hope you will be with us here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9:50.